720 WGN. It is 521. Cassie Happy is with us from Wallet Hub. I saw that they did a study and they were comparing states and the best states where you should be a police officer. Obviously, police officers want to work in the best states. But what was the criteria? That's what we wanted to know. Over 800,000 law enforcement officers in the country, and we know we're always short on our number here in Chicago. Cassie, what were the key indicators that you looked at that would determine whether a state was a good place or a bad place to be a cop?
So, Lisa, we looked at a total of 30 different metrics, but those metrics can really be grouped into three key dimensions. Those dimensions are opportunity and competition, law enforcement training requirements, and job hazards and protections. So we tried to get a comprehensive picture of what it's like to be a police officer in each state and what's really in place to help support them and build that positive relationship with the community.
Yeah, job hazards, that's got to be number one. If I'm married to somebody who is in law enforcement, or that's my dad, or I'm doing it myself, that's exactly what I would take into consideration. And there's a big difference in our listening area as to whether you're a cop in Chicago or St. Charles or Orland Park. It varies so greatly. Money didn't play a factor into whether people thought it was a good or bad job?
So we took money into consideration when it comes to opportunity and competition. We did look at the average starting salary for police officers, as well as the median income for law enforcement officers and the growth in that income for law enforcement officers.
And what is the median income for a law officer in the U.S.?
So that is a great question.
Well, I see that you've got the annual wage, like $66,000 might be the average. I know that varies. It does vary greatly. And I think a lot of people get into the business because there's usually a good benefits package that goes with it and what you can look forward to in retirement. Let's talk about job hazards. That had to be a big part of this picture. Are you talking about how many police officers were killed in the line of duty or injured?
So we looked at a variety of different things. We did look at police deaths per 1,000 officers in each particular state. And we also looked at violent crime rates and property crime rates, as well as the share of homicide cases solved, to kind of look at those safety concerns, so to speak, when it comes to being a police officer. And really, it's just a snapshot of some of the concerns. There's a lot more that goes into it when you're in law enforcement, but we tried to find some things that we could pull some metrics for to try to gauge that.
Okay, let's talk about some of the things that you uncovered. Law enforcement officers per capita. It means the most police officers in this area. District of Columbia is number one. New Mexico is number two. New York is number three, Louisiana is number four, and Texas is number five. I'm also intrigued about where we landed. That's what we want to know. Obviously, we're in the state of Illinois. So are we a good state for someone to pursue a career in law enforcement, or are we a bad state?
So overall, Illinois did really well in this particular study. They ranked fifth overall as far as being a great state for law enforcement officers. And when it comes to just the law enforcement officers per capita that you were talking about, Illinois came in towards the middle there. They ranked 18th overall. So there's a little bit of opportunity there, but not as bad as some other states.
So Illinois is the fifth best state to be a cop, and Wisconsin, our neighbors, 38. That's kind of down toward the end. I found that interesting.
Yeah, Wisconsin really struggled in that opportunity and competition category, specifically when it came to the salary growth potential for law enforcement officers. They ranked 50th overall in that particular metric. So there's not a lot of opportunity to grow as far as your salary goes in Wisconsin compared to the other states.
And the five worst states to be a cop: Nevada, Kentucky, West Virginia, Alaska, and Arkansas. I found that interesting. When it comes to the median income, let's get back to the money. We do pretty well on that as well, right?
Yes, Illinois did really well. They came in first overall in that particular metric. And that I want to note that that's adjusted for the cost of living. So we really tried to get that clear picture of that median income.
So Illinois, the best, followed by Washington, Alaska, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The lowest median income for law enforcement officers, North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, and there's Arkansas again at the bottom. And that's probably what put them on the bottom of the list when it comes to being one of the worst states to pursue a career in law enforcement. Anything else that popped out on this study that you want to share with us, Cassie?
I just think it's really interesting to see the interplay in these states, especially, you know, you mentioned Illinois with Chicago being one of those cities you often hear about in the news, unfortunately, for, you know, crime rates and violence. And it's interesting to see that they ranked so high, but I think there's a lot of law enforcement training requirements that are in place to try to improve things for police officers in Illinois.
Absolutely. Can people read this study anywhere?
Absolutely. If you head over to wallethub.com, you can find this study as well as other studies that we release throughout the year. And it ranges from topics like Easter spending to important topics like law enforcement and budgeting and things that really impact consumers.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
That is Cassie Happy from Wallet Hub. Somebody said at the Chicago Auto Show, the Chicago Police Department recruiters in the booth were all minorities and women. They wore all kinds of gear and they were actively recruiting, because I think they certainly work hard to boost the numbers of those people within their ranks. But number five on the list of the best states to be a cop, that's where Illinois lands at number five. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.